At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. Oh.
Yeah, sound the alarms. Sound them. Welcome on in is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We are back after a Thanksgiving weekend. We hope everyone out there had a great weekend. Hopefully everything except Friday was wonderful, because that was a disaster at Lincoln Financial Field. We got a lot to get in today, but I'll just start here. Yes, I am panicking. I am panicking. This football team right now stinks. It stinks as we head into December. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I need the man upstairs to grant me the ability to not give any, you know, not give none, no F's, like Lane Kiffin, you know, when it comes to what people think about
That's
you.
A rare give no F's type of personality.
Because Lane Kiffin, man, he's a beast. He's what you call the diamond girl of the SEC. He is the diamond girl at SEC. Yeah, everybody get a turn.
He is an awesome college football villain. I will give you that. And unfortunately, we got a lot of villains here we have to get to. Hugh, what the hell did we watch on Friday? So we do the pregame show, or, you know, we do our show, and then we do the pregame show, and I leave the link, and it's, you know, I'm thinking the Eagles are going to bounce back against a solid but not great Bears team. And what I watched when I got home for 3 hours were the Eagles get outclassed, outcoached, outmanned. They got their asses kick. The Bears pushed them around for 3 hours. Their coach was better. Their defense was better. Their line was better. Their playmakers were better. Everything was better. And their quarterback didn't even do much, and he was better, because our quarterback on Friday was a flat-out disaster.
He threw the ball on time. That's what stands out to me. With his fingernails painted, he threw the ball on time. I mean, shout out to Caleb Williams, man. He played well. He played well enough for them to win. Somebody might say, well, he didn't do a whole lot. He got the ball out of his hands. He put the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And that's what they did. It was methodical.
Yeah.
It was a methodical.
Well, he's better than our guy.
But I'll say this, and I know how people feel today. And I had a whole weekend to soul search about this. This is not
Is this
all.
Reflective, Douglas?
Monday? It is because I think a lot of times, and this is what we have to be careful of. Like, as Eagles fans, we want to get to the bottom line of what happened.
Yeah.
And we want to point fingers at people.
That's why we're here.
And you know what's funny, man? All weekend long, I went to this event. Shout out to the AKs, man. They had the Philly Men's Cook. I made some ice cream.
Did you?
Nah, okay. I didn't. Okay. But that's what I said. But it was a great event, man. It was great. So they were asking, like a lot of fans were there, and they were asking me what's wrong with the offense. And I was like, well, it's not just one thing. And people got mad when I said that, because they needed their pound of flesh. And this is the thing that I will tell everybody today. When you look at the woes of this team, it's not just one thing. The unfortunate thing that happened Friday, I was about to say Sunday, but what happened Friday is that it magnified, like everything was magnified Friday.
Yeah, it was.
And you know, because I know the first thing that we're going to say is Jalen, you know, or Petullo. Jalen's been Jalen the whole time he's been here, right? Now, I've always said that he's a part of it, but he's not the only part of it. Kevin Petullo's a part of it, but he's not the only part of it. The offense is part of it, but that's not the offensive line, I should say. Defense did not do you any favors yesterday. You know, last week, it's funny because we were singing the praises of Jalen Phillips a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You know who I saw wearing number 50 for part of the game last week?
Who's that?
Hassan Reddick.
Mm. And not the good Hassan Reddick.
No, I saw a guy chasing sacks, and I saw a guy not playing assignment football.
He got kicked out by a wide receiver on one of those runs.
So, I mean, he's not the only one. I'm not just picking on him. I saw two of the best D tackles that two weeks earlier, they were batting balls down and they were dominant up front. They got pushed around.
Yep.
You know, we got some injuries in the secondary. Who is the guy? The Sidney Brown.
Stinks.
He did not play well,
I mean,
Joe.
He's not good.
He did not play
all right,
well.
You could sugarcoat it today.
Well, I'm trying to be fair and balanced. Yeah. That's what I'm bringing to the table today because I know Eagles fans are upset and everybody's looking for someone to blame. This is not just one piece or one person you can blame this on. I know the guy, the flavor of the month right now is Kevin Petullo. Mm-hmm. And he's somewhat culpable. You know, when you talk about how pedestrian this offense is, he's somewhat culpable. But there's a lot that is wrong with this team right now.
Well, I agree with that. There is a lot. I'm glad you brought up the defense because they got their asses kicked. I mean, that 281 rushing yards, that's a no-show by the defense. And Ben Johnson ran circles around Vic Fangio. It's all part of it. And Hugh, you're right. You're right. Everything is part. When you lose the way they did, everyone is at fault. The O-line, the D-line, the secondary, the coaches, the whole thing. But I have to start with two people. It's funny on this show, sometimes we debate about wins and losses, right? Wins and losses. Is a quarterback stat a win? Is it not? And coaches, like, there's two people in professional football that when a game is won or lost, they get it on their page on Pro Football Reference, right? The head coach and the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But they also get losses sometimes. And when I walked away from the game on Friday, I blame it on two people in particular. And not that everyone else didn't deserve a share of the blame, but the two most to blame for me on Friday were the head coach and the quarterback. Let's start with the head coach. Nick Sirianni has no answers. We're going to play a cut for you in a minute here of him literally saying he doesn't have the answer. Nick Sirianni is supposed to be a culture guy. He's supposed to be a guy that has them prepared to play. The culture this year has stunk. They're not prepared. They weren't prepared to play that game on Friday. 281 rushing yards. They looked shell-shocked as the Bears walked up and down the field.
Methodical.
Nick Sirianni has no answer. His hand-picked offensive coordinator obviously doesn't have the answers. And this is now two times in 3 years we are on legitimate collapse watch. And I know the in-between year was a Super Bowl. That happened. And he gets credit for that. But two out of the last 3 years, we entered December on full collapse watch under his watch. Sirianni stunk on Friday afternoon. And I got to watch the guy on the other side of the ball. Like, I know that Sirianni is, we've become accustomed to what he is. But, like, that's why Ben Johnson was thought of as the next future great coach, because of what he's done with the Bears and his offense. We don't have that. So I put the first blame, I go to Sirianni. And the second blame goes to Jalen Hurts. I thought the biggest reason on the field Friday they lost the football game was Jalen Hurts. I thought he was terrible. And I don't say that very often about Jalen. I mean, sometimes I'll say he wasn't good enough, or he didn't have a good game by his standards, or, you know, whatever. Hugh, I thought, and I haven't said this many times over the past few years, I thought he was terrible on Friday.
He didn't play well.
He missed people. He barely was over 50% completion. He had two turnovers. That interception was horrendous. He cannot fumble on the tush push. It's the only play we have that is supposed to work all the time. He cannot fumble that football. And, you know, we're going to go back to a lot of plays from the game and unpack it all. The play where he's got Devontae wide open, which should be for a walk-in touchdown, and him and Devontae not on the same page, is a joke. And then you look over, and Goddard is standing there with his arms up in the air, walking into the end zone, too. I mean, you could say all you want to me, fire Petullo, and I'm not here to defend Kevin Petullo. But Kevin Petullo called and drew up a play that had two receivers open for a touchdown, and our quarterback couldn't hit either of them. Either. I'm tired of this offense. I'm tired of the way this looks. Sirianni brings nothing to the table. He's got no answers right now. His handpicked offensive coordinator is probably completely over his head. and we have a $50 million quarterback that does what well right now? Can anyone answer me one thing Jalen does well right now?
I know how you feel, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I know what I'm about to tell you is going to make you probably even more upset.
Okay.
But here's the reality of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Hurts has been probably the same the whole time he's been here, right? And I think that's part of the reason is because Jalen hasn't evolved. But I think Coach Sirianni is a good coach because even with all of that being said, we were able to get to two Super Bowls in this regime. And that's a fact. So I have to give Coach Sirianni some props for that.
I'm talking because, about this year, right
no,
now.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. Is because, okay, let's look at it like this. Okay, say everything that you're saying is true about Jalen. And Jalen hasn't evolved as a quarterback. Coach Sirianni has done a tremendous job of taking Jalen's skill set and allowing him to be great in this offense. For whatever reason that is. Yesterday, well, the other day, I think that it was a culmination of a bunch of things that magnifies some of Jalen's deficiencies. But Jalen still, for the purpose of this argument, still a good quarterback and has accomplished a lot in the NFL.
I know, but players decline sometimes.
They do.
And so
they do.
I don't think the Jalen we're seeing right now is a very good quarterback.
Well, I think there's a lot in play here. I think Jalen's culpable because he's a little stubborn in his evolution as a quarterback.
Mm.
I've always talked about how as quarterbacks and any player in the NFL, you have to evolve your game. You can't be the same. They watch a lot of film. And what I saw yesterday, well, I keep saying yesterday, but you know what I mean, the other day.
Yeah, Friday.
Is that they took advantage. Like, we've been seeing this coming for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago Bears were able to take full advantage of it because of a couple of things. The defense did not do you any favors yesterday.
Nope.
And that's why it looked the way that it did offensively, because it was almost like they were like, as soon as the offense of the Chicago Bears got, they either scored or they kicked a field goal or something, and the offense was back on the field and they didn't get a chance to adjust. It was the perfect storm Friday.
Yeah,
they were methodical.
They were.
In the way that they ran the ball, they beat us up front. The defense looked lost. You know, we talked about how early on, how Vic Fangio and Ben Johnson, the matchup was going to be great. Yeah. Ben Johnson won that.
Ben Johnson completely won it.
For whatever. And I don't think it was because Vic was out scheme. I think we were out physical up front.
I agree.
We were definitely out physical.
I agree.
And again, not picking on Jalen Phillips, but Jalen Phillips, Hassan Reddick, in that last season he was here, to me, they were the same person.
Yeah, he was chasing sacks, not playing the run.
Yeah,
and the Bears took advantage. Look, bottom line is this. I know, look, these guys have great history, but resumes are resumes. Right now, this doesn't look good. Right now, this doesn't look good. And I think we're at the rubber meets the road moment with the coach and the quarterback. Yes, maybe the coach found a way to get through some of the deficiencies the quarterback has always had, but he can't anymore. So if he, like, this can't continue like this. Either the coach has to come up with some answers or the quarterback's got to be better, because what they have right now is one of the worst offenses. Watch football yesterday. You see guys moving the ball all day.
Yeah.
This is one of the worst offenses in the sport right now. 215-592-9494. Where are you at this morning? Panic level. And, of course, blame game. I put it squarely on two people on Friday afternoon. The coach was terrible. The quarterback was terrible. Let's hear from the head coach talking about, well, do you have the answers to what's going on here? Here's Sirianni Friday after the game.
Yeah, if I wish I could tell you this is exactly what it is, and this is hard. You know, it's not easy to be successful, stay successful. So we have to find, again, we have to do it collectively. We have to do it collectively as a unit. Like, obviously, if I knew exactly what it was and everything that it was, then we'd have fixed it. But right now, you know, we're still searching and we're still looking, and a lot of football left to play. 8-4 right now, a lot of football left to play. And this weekend will be, you know, an opportunity for us to find more answers and to figure things out as coaches, players being able to rest, to gear up for this last stretch of what, 5 games left. But obviously hasn't been good enough, coaching, playing, and we got to find answers.
I mean, he might as well have walked to the podium with an "I have no clue" sign and just held it up. I mean, that's word salad for, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I had no idea what's going on here. Then, of course, the quarterback after the game asked about the issues still lingering as we get through week 13.
Gentlemen, is it a concern that it's week 13 and some of these, you know, not being on the same page, whether it's a play like that or a penalty, you know, that this is happening at this stage in the season?
It's not ideal. It's not something that you desire. But going off of how the flow of this year has gone, it's kind of similar to my response last week and saying no of any surprises of where we are. It's just a matter of picking ourselves up and continue to press forward and stay together in it and being committed to it.
So last week it was "I'm not surprised." This week it's not ideal as we careen here down the stretch of the season. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to a joke of a football game at the Link on Black Friday. Kyle, what are you feeling after the Eagles go down 25-14 to the Bears?
I think I might be just throwing in the towel on the season ending.
No.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
Come on.
They're not going to the Super Bowl. I'd be surprised if they won a playoff game the way they're playing right now. On the Road Again is banned from the show until further notice.
Yeah, and that's their fault.
Not playing again. And if I hear one person today tell me that they're 8-4,
well, I was waiting for Hugh to do
I'm going to dump them. And they might be suspended for the week.
Listen, he's talking to you.
Definitely wasn't doing that.
Well, like I think it bothers me more that it's sort of right there for them. The Rams lost yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Chicago freaking Bears, the number one seed in the NFC. Like, this should be our conference to run away with right now. Like, we should be the defending Super Bowl champions. Like, we're a mirage of that right now. This team is, they lost the F word bowl. This is a fraudulent football team that's masquerading as the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They're not that. And I think what makes it worse is that they either don't have the answers or they do have them and they can't do anything about them this season. I see no light at the end of the tunnel.
See, for me, this is more about evolution. This is not about, I still think this is a good football team, and I don't know, like, to be honest, if I'm being honest, I don't know if the Super Bowl is in the works for this year.
I think anyone that feels that it is this morning is lying to themselves.
Because this is what I saw Friday, if I'm being honest. I saw an arrogant football team that felt like they could go in and do some of the same things that they did before and win football games, you know, and not evolving. We've been talking about, and they've heard it, the coaches, this is not just on one person, this is on everybody. They've heard it for weeks that this team is vanilla, this offense is vanilla.
Yep.
They've heard it for weeks, and for whatever reason, they have not evolved. This is about evolution. Like, this is not about, well, it's part of execution, but it's about evolution. Because in the NFL, just take Caleb Williams, for example, and what he was last year as opposed to what he's becoming. Mm-hmm. And what Jason Avance talked about how they're putting a lot on his plate and he's evolving and he's learning. The one thing that I admired about that young man Friday night was he got the ball out of his hand, whether or not he was handing it to the running back or he was throwing it down the field. He was methodical. And he was decisive with his decision making. He got the ball out of his hands. We don't do that. We don't play like that. We play like, you know, you just roll your Eagle helmet out there and everybody gonna bow down because you won the Super Bowl last year.
It doesn't work like that.
That's the coach as well.
And you know who the Cowboys and Bears certainly didn't look scared of the Eagles last 2 weeks.
See, that's the thing, Joe. We need to evolve and we haven't. Coach sit there every week talking about we need to get better. Well, you haven't. You haven't changed your offense. You haven't done anything differently since week one.
And I'm starting to think they don't know how. You've said arrogance.
Sometimes, that's arrogant.
Yeah, but sometimes people can masquerade ineptitude with arrogance. This has been 4 years. The coach doesn't change. Like, what? We go back to common denominators, Jalen and Nick. But maybe Jalen and Nick have lived a very blessed life when they've had great talent around them, great defenses, great coordinator to prop up the head coach. They look good. They look very pedestrian right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Blame game, panic game. Let's get it all out today. That was a disaster at the Link on Friday. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Monday. Hey, Chris.
Welcome to Hell on Earth.
Yeah, we're back. Here we are. Chris, what are you feeling?
guys, please allow me some space here because I got a lot to say, and I don't want to curse on your show, okay? But let's start with one thing. Hugh says he's not seeing them as a Super Bowl team. Cue Jim Mora. Playoffs. I just hope they win a game, Hugh, okay? We're not talking about playoffs. All right, let's start with our luxury of a defense. They gave up the most rushing yards since 1973. Folks, to all you listening out there, Hugh Douglas was 2 years old. There was no public internet, and Hugh, baby Hugh, had hair back then, okay? That's how long it's been. The Bears had their first pair of running backs to go over 100 yards in a game since 1986. The 1986 Bears team that won the Super Bowl with the refrigerator pair. That's how long ago that was. Our flatlining offense has stupid penalties, missed assignments, and AJ was asked after the game how he can help, how he can help the office, and he said he remains positive. Seriously? Twitch himself said he helps by being positive. But to be fair to AJ, you know what, AJ? It's Apology Monday, too. I apologize, sir, because you know what? You tried telling us. You tried telling us, but we only wanted to hear what we wanted to hear, and we yelled at you to put the fries in the bag, AJ. But it turned out maybe you were right. QB1. QB1 lost that game. Joe, you're looking for blame? Right there. There's one of your guys. Lost that game. Missed wide-open receivers. Turned the ball over. The tush push. The tush push collapsed. Our best play no longer works. And you know what? In many ways, it's a parallel to what our offense looks like. It's cooked. It's done. So you know what? Here's my message to QB1. It's Tanner time, baby. I want Tanner. Our coach, I'm saving the best for last year. Nick, what would you say you do here? Mental mistakes, stupid penalties, missed assignments, and here we go again. He doesn't know how to fix it. Shocker. They're still searching to figure out the offense. Nick, it's week 13. You're still clueless. And after that train wreck of a game, the team played with no heart. They need to go see the wizard. And our chief coach vibes was great at getting the team to compete. Remember, that's what he does. This team laid down and let Chicago ragdoll them. His press conference, he said the team needs a break and needs to get some rest. They rested all over the field on Friday. They don't need rest. They need a boot to ass. And the only Black Friday game, the only game, was a spotlight of our fraudulent team. Three quick points on my way out. Joe Giglio, you're a jinx that saying the division's over. Kyle, you need to shave that ridiculousness off your lip. And you know what, Hugh? You need shots, too. Fire Hugh.
Chris, appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, that's fine. Take it out on us. I mean, that's we can handle it. The team might not be able to. We can handle it. 215-592-9494. Let's let it all out today. Blame me. Blame Hugh. Blame Kyle's mustache. Blame the quarterback, the coach.
It's not the mustache.
Blame whoever you want. The team isn't good enough right now. And I pointed two people for Friday. That was on the head coach. The team was not ready to go. And the other coach on the sideline is already more gifted than he is. And the quarterback. I mean, Jalen Hurts on Friday afternoon was horrendous. That's bad football by the quarterback. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear what Sirianni said about changing the play caller coming up. Yeah, Petullo's not off the hook either around here. And we're giving away a prize today. We'll tell you about that as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I get it.
It's that kind of day, Hugh.
I get it. I'm not there.
That kind of day. You're not there?
Nah.
You're not panicking?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm trying
Full
to understand, man. You know,
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Full-blown panic.
Trying to understand.
Trying to understand what? Offense sucks.
I mean, I know. Yeah, it's a bad day.
It's not good, man. It's not good. All right, it's Blame Game Monday, and it's also Panic Monday. 215-592-9494. Your reaction is the Eagles go down at home to the Bears. The game, 24-15 was the final. It didn't actually really feel that close. They got blown out. I mean, they got blown out at home by a Bears team that very few people took seriously until they walked in here and kicked the crap out of the Eagles for 3 hours. All right, we'll get back to the phone lines in a second here. First, though, the play caller. I mean, we heard the fire Petullo chants, fire Kevin chants during the game on Friday. That was loud, and you understand why. I mean, the offense stinks right now. So Nick Sirianni asked after the game, are you considering a change with the play caller?
Just to clarify what you said earlier about evaluating everything. So does that mean you are evaluating, like, changing the play caller?
No, we're not changing the play caller. But we will evaluate everything, and that's what this weekend. We'll have another little mini bye, and I think that's the, you know, another short week, another short week that leads to a long weekend where we'll evaluate everything. But again, like I said, after that, it's never just about one person, right? You win as a team, you lose as a team, and you try to evaluate everything, win, lose, or draw, and get better from it.
Hugh, it feels like we are at the point of the season where it's either they're going to do it or they're not going to do it. We're running out of time here. So if he was this feels like if they're going to make a change of coordinator, this feels like the last time they could do it, right? This is the only time they're going to have extra rest for any game, right? After this, they're going to play on a short week against the Raiders. Yeah. They'll play on a short week against the Commanders. They'll go to Buffalo, they'll play the Commanders, then it's the postseason. So, like, this is an extended mini bias, Sirianni said. If they were going to do something, this feels like the spot to do it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think they are either.
Because there's a lot at stake here. I'm pretty sure. Like, here's the thing, people. I think that when Kevin Petullo signed on for this job, he probably signed on with the understanding that he was going to get a chance to actually coach it. I mean, you know, and I feel like they feel that he's done a pretty good job of what he's done up until this point, even though for a lot of us fans, it feels like he's in over his head. Mm-hmm. Again, people, this is not just one thing. That's the easiest thing to point out, but I don't think it's just the one thing. I think the fact that the offensive line isn't playing well, you know, that's a big, big reason. I think the running game has not, you know, shown itself all season long. That's another thing. And for whatever reason, we are limited in the creativity that our offense is shown. But here's the thing. This is why I don't know if it's all on him. Because the offense hasn't been creative since I've been here. Been here for 3 years. So I don't know, and we've had three different coordinators.
It was just more effective at times. It wasn't creative.
Yes, but it was never that creative. So I don't – it's hard for me to sit there and say, okay, it's all him, because we've always talked about – when the 49ers came in here a couple years ago, they said we were predictable. Like, this is the same storyline. So for me, it can't just be the coordinator, because that's been the storyline for three seasons.
I agree with you. I mean, like, I'm not going to – if they fire or demote Petullo today, I'm not going to put up a stink. I mean, he has also hasn't been any good either. But I don't think he's the biggest reason for this. A.J. Brown after the game, let's hear from him, as he certainly was more productive the last couple weeks than he has been. But he spoke, and everyone listens when A.J. talks about the offense. Here's what he said about the offensive issues right now.
I think lack of execution. Like today, I had another penalty. Like stuff like that can't happen.
Are guys getting skewed open enough?
Yeah.
So then why is it
that's all
execution?
I mean, guys, we don't have to read between the lines there. Are guys getting schemed open enough? He acknowledges they are getting schemed open enough. Then what's the problem? Execution. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. He's talking about the quarterback. If guys are open and the play caller is calling up plays where guys are open and the ball's not getting to those guys on time, whose fault is it?
I mean, that's a fair assessment.
I mean, I don't know how else I'm supposed to take what he's saying.
That's a fair assessment. I think, again, I don't think it's just him, though. It's a lot, because this is the same quarterback that took us to the Super Bowl.
So, but I think we're dancing around an issue that we've known about, we just have lied to ourselves about. There are quarterbacks that drag you places, and there are quarterbacks that you can win with. Jalen's not the first one. You can win with him if things are good around him.
It feels like he's regressed. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that's not the case.
Right, but like it feels like if the team around him isn't very good, we're just going to shrug our shoulders? Quarterbacks that get paid like he gets paid are expected to lift
elevate.
All boats,
yeah,
and he's not elevating anyone,
he
right?
He lifts no
boat. I mean, at times I'm watching the game Friday, I wonder, do they practice? Like, there's plays, like when he threw the ball to Saquon, and Saquon isn't even turned around, I'm like, did we practice this week, or are we just rolling the ball out there and trying to play?
That's where, for me, the arrogance comes in at. And that's, to me, on coaching. Not blaming it all. Like, this is the thing, because what's going to happen today, no matter what you say, people are going to glom on to one aspect of what you're talking about. Mm. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about where we are as Eagles fans right now. But here's the truism that what I saw. The fact that you're talking about on that one wheel route where Saquon going into the flat.
He went to the flat.
And he turned around. Like,
the ball's thrown past him. He didn't turn around.
But here's the thing, Joe, for me, being in those practices. If Saquon does that in practice, like, dog, what are you guys doing? You guys need to be on the same page. That to me, is working out in the offseason. That's having a rapport. That's not coming to work and being in the huddle and not talking to your quarterback. The quarterback is your lifeline to success. And you've heard on more than one occasion, when you ask these offensive players, do they talk to the quarterback? They say, no, like they talk to him, but not like that. So who is that? Like that's on the players. That's on the court. That's on everybody.
Yeah.
Because if I come to work, Joe, and I know, say, like this morning, it's a little late. So I come in this morning.
Traffic Douglas on a Monday.
Well, you know, I'm always. But my thing is this. If I came into that meeting and I don't say anything to anybody about what you were talking about before I got there, then I'm lost. Like, I got to get caught up. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? What were we talking? What are we doing? Like, that's what you do when you work with somebody, whether you like that person or not.
Of course, you want to be on the same page.
Especially when you, and see, this is where, when people get mad and I question leadership, and like a couple weeks ago, I got a lot of heat because I said I questioned Jalen's leadership. You know what a leader does? Make sure everybody's on the same page. For y'all people that don't know what leadership looks like, it's not just what you do on the field. It's what you do off the field. And if you're not on the same page as the people that you're working with and you're supposed to be the leader, then guess what? That's when I can question your leadership.
Well, I mean, let's go back to probably the biggest play of miscommunication the whole game. I mean, the play, again, you could say Petullo's a moron or not. He called a play that had Devontae Smith coming wide open over the middle And on the other part, other hash, Dallas Goedert is raising his arm. It looked like they were like grown-ups playing against kids where they can't cover him. It was totally busted coverage by the Bears. It should be a walk-in touchdown to either guy. I mean, I don't care if he throws it to Devontae. I don't care if he throws it to Goddard. That play, design, call, moment up against the defense Dennis Allen was running was a walk-in touchdown. And the Eagles couldn't even get a catch
arrogance
on it.
Like, to me, in all of this, in everything that we're talking about, the biggest culprit is arrogance. Like, seriously. That's the biggest culprit.
It's cost them right now. It is cost them. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's unpack it all. Your phone calls. Chuck in Mount Airy's up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, what's up, Joe? Joe Gilio. What's the dealio here? What's going on?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, listen, man, I'm not apologizing to A.J. Brown. I don't think why we should. He's the Judas of the Eagles, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
Vibe, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he separated his locker room. You know what I mean? He took a lot of people with him. You know, he's just setting a bait for what he's going to do next year at another place, and don't care less if he wins here. So that's another story. But, you know, he did wrong. He did wrong, man. But I'm going to say this real quick. This quarterback is terrible, and that's just the bottom line of it all. You know, Kevin Petullo's the low-hanging fruit, and, you know, everybody's going to blame him. But for 3 years, this passing offense has been bad, and Jalen Hurts has been a part of that. He's going to be part of two collapses, two of the biggest collapses in Eagles history. Jalen Hurts, that quarterback. He's not a $50 million guy. Can't pull you out of bad situations. And I tell you right now, everybody in offense is suffering behind it. Now, if you want to answer how to fix this, you got three running backs here that you're supposed to get involved here. Just like Andy Reid got Buckhalter, Westbrook, and still involved when he didn't want to run the ball, but he had no choice because he had three great running backs there. You know, now you got three runners. You got Saquon, Bigsby, and Hurts. Got to use his legs more and more and more. You can't be afraid of him getting hurt at this point. Okay, and if he gets hurt, you might want to see Tanner, because now you want to see if it's Tanner McKee, if he can come in and move this offense, or if it's Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? Because I guarantee if Tanner got in this offense, I would have bet my mortgage that this offense would get going. See, last year we was fortunate. We had Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore was able to get things right because he's an experienced play caller. He sticks around 2 years ago. He didn't have an answer either. He didn't have an answer. You know what I mean? He didn't have a multiple choice answer. Just like this year, he don't. Because you don't have Kellen Moore to lean on. You don't have Nick Shane Steichen to lean on. You know, these guys are experienced play callers that have done it before. So he's able to pivot to the run game and get the best out of it that he could, Kellen Moore. That was a big loss last year. And I kept telling people, listen, you know, Kellen Moore is a huge loss, I'm telling you. And they think he didn't do much last year, but he did much with what he had. And I tell you, this quarterback, every coordinator that comes in here, you're going to see Steve Nicholson say he's not good, because he can't run an offense with him, because he only can do so much. He's limited. He's not a $50 million guy. And all you people out there who think he's a great quarterback, that third, we lucked into a Super Bowl last year. Thank you for the Super Bowl. But I tell you, I bet you Tanner McKee will come in here and do a much far more better job than Jalen Hurts.
Chuck, listen, man, I know you're not the only one thinking that. And Chuck, man, good phone call. Always appreciate it. I mean, it's long enough with the offense playing like this that it is natural to wonder what another quarterback would do.
It's natural, but it's not going to happen.
Well, that's fine, but it's natural to think it and wonder it. I mean, it is. I mean, the offense stinks. It's watching a team with a bad offense it hurts your eyes. They can't move the football. They can't move the ball. What are you laughing at?
This is not a laughing matter.
I'm not laughing at it.
It's just the way he said it. Listen. I did all I could do Saturday. I'm past it.
What'd you do?
What'd you do with it Saturday?
I'd cope with it for Saturday.
No,
like after the loss,
you're supposed to bottle it up and save it.
I couldn't do it.
I didn't utter a word about this since Friday.
I pretended it didn't happen, and then woke up today and said
it
happened yesterday.
And now we yell about it today.
Listen, and I just
don't you go soft on that. Don't you go soft?
I just. Listen, and I know the kids nowadays are different, but when I saw Buddy come in with his nails finally painted, just threading the needle the way that he did, Caleb Williams day.
Yeah, you know, maybe Hurts should start painting his nails.
I was just like,
I'll
man.
Take anything at this point.
I was like, dog.
Get
Buddy
it going.
Buddy came in, like, we came in, oh, it's the Eagles. And you remember, we had people call in. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, they're the 27th ranked defense. Oh, they can't do it. Man, they came in and spanked our bottom. Well, pulled the pants down and just spanked our little bottom.
What does it say? All right, so I'm glad you said that. 27th ranked defense, the Bears, right? And the week before, we went up against the 30th ranked defense. Yeah. In the last six quarters of football, we have scored 15 points against two defenses that are nowhere close to great.
Arrogant.
We stink.
Well, no, I'm saying we're arrogant. Like, that to me screams arrogance.
Yeah, it does. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
It's not a good morning, Aaron. Not a good morning at all.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, if you woke up this morning and you're fogging up a mirror, today is a great day, okay? And today, you know, we just had a holiday where part of it was we gave thanks for what we're grateful in our lives. And I just wanted to take this moment to thank the Philadelphia reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles, because I was about to drop $1,200 on four tickets to the Monday night game against the Chargers at SoFi Stadium. And after the last two performances, there is no way in hell that they are going to get a dime out of me. This team, this reigning Super Bowl champions, has been playing like a reigning Super Bowl champions. I mean, they are playing like the Tennessee Titans. And it's not the quarterback. It's not the head coach. It's not the offensive coordinator, the offensive line, the wide receivers, the running backs. It's all of them put together. They are playing like a disinterested, okay, not hungry team. That I'm going to say it for the first time since they won the Super Bowl. They all have the Super Bowl syndrome right now. You got Jordan Mailata out there playing like when he misses a block, like, oh, well, we won the Super Bowl. You got Saquon Barkley when he runs up the middle and gets a yard and a half gain. Oh, well, we won the Super Bowl. You got Jalen Carter when Deontay Swift, who gets knocked over by a strong wind, you know, runs 12 yards down the field. He goes, oh, well, we won the Super Bowl. This team has got to pull their heads out of their asses and start realizing that if they're going to be serious, there are going to be changes that have to be made. And, you know, Hugh is right. This is not a player thing. This is a coach's thing. In the NFL, the mark of a great coach is taking what he has in front of him and getting the best out of them.
Yep.
Okay? And Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo are not doing it at all. And I don't even blame the defense last week because they've been standing on their heads
but they were bad on Friday. I mean, you're right. For the most part, they were good. They've been good this season, better than the offense. But Friday, I mean, you can't give up 281 rushing yards. 281. That's a joke.
Here's what I'm going to say. And I had an argument, you know, over the holiday with my Uncle Jack, who, you know, he kept hounding this one point, and it's starting to make sense. Is all these three and outs, you know, we talk about how this team doesn't turn the ball over. But guess what? As many three and outs as we have, those are turnovers.
I know.
And at some point,
some of us trying to tell you that the last couple of weeks, and no one wanted to hear it. I mean, I agree. Well, you're right. It has a realization. It has. It's a cumulative effect on the defense. They're gassed. The offense sucks. I know.
And so you guys know how I feel about the chosen one, about Sky Marshall Hurts.
Yeah, Sky Marshall.
About the field general. Mm-hmm. I absolutely positively love him. I appreciate everything that he has done, but we have to get to the bottom line of what the issue is with this offense. And so I think it's time to bring out the Mormon missile. It's time for one Tanner McKee to lead us to the promised land. Let's go Super Bowl 60, E-S-E-L-E-S-E-O.
Aaron, appreciate it. That is three McKee calls in an hour.
That was the only time I've ever given Aaron the music.
I know. He had to earn that thing. It's going to get louder. Just wait for this. This is going to get louder and louder and louder. And what do you want me to say? I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about what the offense would look like if it was a different quarterback. This stinks right now.
I mean, I'm not about to persecute you for that.
Thank you. I just would be louder if you persecute me for it.
Yeah, but there's a financial burden.
It's not my money.
It's not my money. But, yeah, see, here's the reality of that. Is
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep.
During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You can't put the genie back in the box.
No, you can't. No, I
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't expect anything to happen anytime soon. I just know this. If this season ends the way it looks like it's going to end, I fully expect the Eagles to draft a quarterback next season. I mean, this is just not good enough quarterback play. Howie Roseman hedges when things get bad or things are about to go bad. We're watching a quarterback that I'd be shocked if it ends this way, if it doesn't improve, that we just roll into next season as if nothing happened here. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we do have a prize to give away here, Hugh Douglas. It's time for a little Combo Con.
Combo Con!
Yes, it is Combo Con. Hugh's Clue's still on the shelf here. Combo Con presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, today everyone's playing for the qualifying prize pack, which includes Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, automatically qualified for the grand prize, which is going to be given out in a couple weeks here, which includes the Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. All thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen, for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 in rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember, celebrate responsible. All right, today, you know, let's keep this one simple. Let's look for, I think most people out there would say right now as an offensive brain trust, Petullo and Sirianni is a bad combination.
So you're taking that one off the board. Let's
go with bad combinations. Bad combos in honor of Petullo Sirianni, which is a pretty bad offensive combination right now.
The Eagles and my mental health.
Hugh Douglas and accountability. That's a bad
combination. Yeah. Well, it's a great. I pair well with accountability. I'm always
like a fine wine and a nice red wine and a steak.
Yes,
yeah, great that pairing. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have drinks and food together.
No, I don't.
You should. All right, 215-592-9494.
Bad hot start for you.
Bad combinations. Best one we hear today wins the qualifying prize and is automatically entered for the grand prize. All right, let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP.
Black Gritty.
Hey, you. I'm going to keep that one in my pocket, you. The quarterback played just well enough to win. I'm going to keep that. You started out to throw it down. I'm going to hold that one for another day. Jalen Hurts, unmitigated garbage the last game. I'm not saying he's a terrible quarterback, but that game he was unmitigated garbage. You want the defense to do what they're going to do, and you want to talk about three and outs, they got work from opening scheme. That was a scheme play. They were moving that line all over the place. Motion in the ocean. I think I might have a bear in 9 months. The way they was moving the team back and forth on the defense, it was embarrassing. Fangio, I mean, the NFL knows what they're doing. Giving us the hardest schedule, 3 games, 18 days, whatever. They want to see us fall. They get what they want. But defensively, embarrassed players, coaches, everything. The offense, now, see, Hugh, you ain't been here 3 years. Let me tell you how it works. You get a good OC that can tell Nick to shut up, and we go to the Super Bowl. You put in one of his little rookie friends that listens to Nick, and the team falls apart when they ain't got no answers. Q putting in somebody else confident, bring somebody else who's not. So my quarterback needs to evolve, right? Joe Giglio, we've talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. He needs to get better, right? So what happens when you hire an offensive guy who's a wide receiver coach, an offensive mind, he called plays for the Colts? How come he can't evolve? Because every time he gets to be the basically leader of the ship, the team either falls apart, dry snitching on the internet and to the web, and then I lose a lot of games when he's the only main guy. When you've got a rookie guy underneath him, one of his little boys, the team falls apart. You put somebody in there competent with some seasoning, some flavor, at least the team gets to the Super Bowl. So Nick Sirianni, you going to sit here, where's the flowers growing? How come you ain't been in a team meeting? Kent Petullo must be paying people on the side to dry snitch on the media. Because this dude's getting all kinds of cover. Bro, you suck. And if you suck enough to listen to Nick Sirianni, this is the offense we get. Because sometimes you got to have pushback. I mean, you give Jalen Hurts 2 weeks, he looks like Peyton Manning out there against a spaz defense. I know he can do it, but something's got to happen. And you want Tanner McKee? Hey, Chuck, is Tanner McKee going to keep my ladder from getting pancakes? Is Tanner McKee going to go to the coach and say, hey, can I get Tank Bigsby in here? Because Saquon's running 3.3 yards a game. Tank can get one touch. After Saquon said he needs to get up funky, he's been playing like trash. You don't get his other kid one touch, that's the arrogance, Hugh Douglas. But is Tanner McKee going to help them rush? Is Tanner McKee going to tell Saquon, hey, turn around, catch this ball, dog? I mean, what more is going to happen? Again, Hurts play like unmitigated garbage. But Tanner McKee can't run. The moving missile is not fleet of foot. This offensive line isn't what it was. Lane Johnson, a newsflash, when Lane don't play, the Eagles don't win a lot of games. So, again, do what you want to do, but you said it. This dude's got $50 million and no trade clause. Unless you're going to cut him, then we're stuck with him for another year. What I need my head coach to do is actually evolve. Go steal some players from somebody else. Because you see what happens when you get the Bears, a good offensive coordinator, head coach? He has the answers. He can make up the test the way he wants it to be. And that's the difference. Embarrassed top to bottom, unmitigated garbage. Give me another coach here. You want to get into a quarterback? Give me a better coach.
Well said. All right, Black Gritty, what do you got for us? Bad combinations.
You know what? I'm so upset. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
Black Gritty hitting us with that one. Black Gritty, good phone call. Sirianni and Hurts, is it? Well, right now it's not that great of a combination. 215-592-9494. Merrill Reese will join us coming up. And all your phone calls. Panic level right now. I'm in full panic mode. I mean, this is not good. We're sounding the alarms today. And blame game. I put it squarely on two people on Friday. The head coach, who literally has no answers, and the quarterback who played like garbage on Friday afternoon. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Combo. We're looking for bad combinations on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos. Your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.